Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Anyone with blood flowing through his or her veins knows what it is to be heartsick. To be heartsick is to be pained in mind and heart, to be deeply afflicted or depressed. We are plainly instructed as to how the heart can be made sick, for it is directly connected to delays in the realization of our hopes. Children often experience this because they must wait on adults to act on their behalf. Mother promises a new bike, and that promise brings hope to the child. Delays in the promise being kept brings anticipation and sometimes make the heart sick. Joy in the heart turns to mourning because there are delays in the fulfillment of the promise. We are quick to learn that in this world hope is often misplaced. Hope is based only on man's word or simply based upon wishing that events will come about to our liking. The world's definition of hope is a feeling that what is desired will come to pass. Worldly hope is more like a wish, having no firm foundation. It is usually a baseless optimism or a vague yearning for something that is not necessarily attainable. The hope of this proverb is satisfied, for the desire comes, bringing with it a tree of life. This hope is founded on God's unerring and unchanging word. It is a hope built on confidence that what God has done for us in the past guarantees our participation in what God will do for us in the future. It is a hope as expressed in these familiar words: My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Biblical hope is hope built upon a solid rock. Hebrews 6:19 tells us that biblical hope is an anchor of the soul. It is a hope bringing the soul to be fixed like an anchor on the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a solid hope, for it is built upon the promises of God Almighty. It is a genuine hope because it is founded on someone who deserves all our confidence in its fulfillment. To have biblical hope, you must know the God of the Bible. Knowing what He has done, knowing His saving acts, His unlimited power, and His faithfulness in carrying out His promises is a powerful assurance. A Christian's hope is not a vain hope, for it is built on the Word of God, the firm foundation which guarantees that hope will be realized. It is not a stress-producing hope like the world's hope. It is a comforting hope, as the psalmist reminds us in Psalm 119:49-50. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The Bible tells us not to put our hope in wealth, houses, princes, empires, or armies. God alone is to be our only real hope, for He is the only one who has laid the foundation that cannot be moved. All other foundations are laid on shifting sands. The kind of hope the world offers is a disappointing hope, for it is based upon created things instead of the Creator. The child hopes for the bike, but even that hope is built on mother's word, which is not sure like the word of God. The world offers hope without basis. God offers hope with all His omnipotence behind it. The world wants us to abound in hope, but the world's hope is hopeless. It sings, "My hope is built on nothing." It has no basis except wishful thinking and man's energies. There is no doubt in God's hope. We do not hope to be transformed into His likeness without basis. We cannot hope for the glorious appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ without its promises in God's Word. We do not hope to experience the resurrection of the body based on some vague evidence. We do not hope for a home in heaven without knowing that Jesus Christ has gone there to prepare a place for us. We do not hope for righteousness without knowing of His righteousness promised in God's Word. We do not hope for a new heaven and a new earth simply because some man said so. No, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. On this solid rock I stand. We may have heart sickness because of deferral, but when our hope comes, it will be as a tree of life.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.